Welcome to Knowing the Economy of God with Tom Meglia, financial planner, financial coach. How are you? I'm Tom Meglia, and I'm here to explain and talk and share with you about God's economy and to know the economy of God and place it and practice it in your life today. How are you? Wow. The 12 weeks are up for giving. Anchor 3 on giving. 12 weeks. Today is the 12th and final week on the subject of Anchor 3 giving of the four-part series on knowing the economy of God and the four anchors of God's economy. Once again, God is the owner. We are the steward. First part of stewardship is to be a cheerful and willing giver. And fourth, we're to learn contentment. All because we are someday accountable to God for what He says in His Word. Now, every week we start off the show, the program, with 2 Timothy 3:16-17. It's a great piece of scripture, two verses, 2 Timothy 3:16-17. All scripture is God-inspired and is useful for teaching, training, rebuking, and correcting in righteousness, so that the man of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. And that is a great passage of scripture because it tells us that the entire Bible is God-inspired, God-driven, God-written, and it's about God, for God, and He's giving His message to us to learn. And that is the Bible. There's over 2,000 scriptures on money and finances in the Bible, which give us God's economy or Bible economics, and we need to learn them. And you can learn all of this through the website, too. Our website for financial advisor Tom Meglia, financial coach, is the www.theeconomyofgod.com. www.theeconomyofgod.com. Or call me at 800-386-3700 for a financial planning meeting, a financial planning and strategy session. All right, so let's get with the program. Today, again, is the 12th and final week on the series called Giving, Anchor 3. Now, today, program number 12, we're going to be talking about all the lessons or summary economic principles that we've covered in the last 11 weeks of this subject on giving. And I want to remind you, too, about God's Word being the treasure. Psalm 119, verse 162 tells us that God's Word is a treasure. God's Word is our treasure. Psalm 119, verse 162, God's Word is our treasure. And that is for sure. And we know the Bible is 100% truth and inspired by God. No errors, mistakes, or fallacies. It's infallible. So here are the lessons on giving. Let's add up all the summary of economic principles for 11 weeks, shall we? Okay, here's what we learned in this particular series. Number one, Matthew 6:1-4 tells us that we will give in secret and not for show. We will give in secret and not for show. And that talks about the left hand not knowing what the right hand does. And the Lord saying that the Pharisees gave in public, and that's all the reward they got. They sounded all their instruments and trumpets and put the focus on them to get the honor, not God. And so Matthew 6:1-4 talks about giving in secret, not letting one hand know what the other hand is doing. And God will reward us in heaven. So I will give in secret and not for show. Next, I will sow generously and cheerfully. 2 Corinthians 9:6-13 tells us God loves a cheerful giver and that God doesn't want us to give out of compulsion, obligation, or only because we have to. He wants us to want to give. So I will sow generously and cheerfully. 2 Corinthians 9:6-13. Okay? God loves a cheerful giver. Next, I will tithe, recognizing that God has ownership. Matthew 23:23. That's also found in Malachi 8:10. I will tithe off my gross income, not my net. tithing off my first fruits. Proverbs 3, 9 and 10. I will be a garden hose of giving. How about that? A garden hose of giving. Okay? That's what I will be as God's financial steward. And we know that because Proverbs 11, 24 and 25 tells us to be. That talks about he who waters others waters himself. He who waters others waters himself. Sound illogical? Not in God's economy. So I will be a garden hose of giving. Proverbs 11, 24 and 25. Next, I will give to help the needy. Acts 4, 32 through 37. I will give to help the needy. And the needy are people that are poor, people that are oppressed, people in trouble, people that have lost jobs, have medical illnesses, disabilities, that kind of thing. Orphans, widows. I will help the needy. Next, I recognize all I have was given to me by God. I recognize that all I have was given to me by God, and that all I give was the gift that God gave me, and that I am just giving back what God already gave me in the first place. 1 Chronicles 29:14. 1 Chronicles 29:14. I recognize that all I have was given to me by God for his glory and to be given back into the kingdom, the Great Commission, and returned to God. The next summary point, I will give honestly. I will give honestly. 1 Chronicles 29:17. So the previous verse was 1 Chronicles 29:14. This one is 1 Chronicles 29:17. I will give honestly. Next, I will go out of my way to give and help others. I will go out of my way to give and to help others. That's Luke 10:30-37. And that talks about the Good Samaritan who went out of his way. He didn't turn his head. He helped others. Okay? I will go out of my way to give and help others. I will also give to the poor. That's in Leviticus 23:22. I will give to the poor. God loves the poor. God cares about the oppressed. God cares about those in jail and imprisoned, the orphans, the widows, the down and out. God loves them and cares about them. We need to, too. Okay, I will not turn my head when others need help. Proverbs 28:27. I will not turn my head when others need help. Or pretend that I didn't notice, pretend that I didn't see these people in need, that kind of thing. I won't turn my head. It's an opportunity, in fact, to give. It's a great opportunity to meet someone's need and give. Okay, how about this? I will desire treasures in heaven. Not treasures on earth, not publicity and fame and that kind of thing on earth. I will desire treasures in heaven. Luke 12:33. Desiring treasures in heaven, our heavenly bank account. Luke 12:33. And that's where Jesus said, rust, moth, the enemy can't get to our treasure there, can't get to us there. And that's what the Lord said, you know, store up your treasures in heaven. Okay? I will give regularly and consistently. 1 Corinthians 16:1-2. I will give regularly and consistently. Now we're coming up to a break. We've got some more summary verses and economic principles to go over after the break. But in the meantime, if you need a financial plan, or if you just want to listen to past radio shows on this topic off our website, or sign up for the free newsletter, you're welcome to do so by going to the website, www.theeconomyofgod.com. You can also give me a phone call for a personal financial planning meeting, 800-386-3700. After all, don't you want your financial game plan to line up with God's word? And we need to be humble. We need to be able to be rebuked and corrected, get on a budget, and work our finances the way God wants us to. you know, I'm also a Crown Ministries Money Map referral coach. And I meet so many people that struggle with listening to what God wants them to do in their finances. Instead of being defensive and angry and rebellious, we need to say, Lord, we messed up, sinned. Let's confess it, repent of it, and move forward. But the Bible says to seek counsel, seek wise counsel. And I'll try to be that. I'll try to be that and to help you. And if I can't, I'll refer you on to someone who can. Okay? So again, Tom Meglia, financial planner, financial coach with a face for radio. We'll be right back after the break and cover some more verses and economic principles. This is program number 12 on a 12-week series on Anchor 3, giving. In knowing and understanding and applying the economy of God to our everyday life. Be right back.
Tom will be right back with more insights into knowing the economy of God.
Hi, this is Dave Dino. There's an old saying, fail to plan to fail. Do you know that most people fail to reach their financial goals simply because they never made them? Or they don't have a solid plan? Now, why is that? Well, because very few people really know how to. You see, most of us get our advice from a friend or a family member or maybe a coworker at the office. We have no formal plan or map to guide us along the way to our financial dreams. We usually have no one to coach us or give us solid advice because most of us don't know where to find a qualified financial advisor that respects our Christian beliefs, one who honors the Bible, takes financial advice and counsel directly from Scripture, and then applies it to our personal financial situation. Well, for over 28 years, Tom Meglia has been helping Christians formulate solid financial plans that work towards achieving their financial goals. Whether you're just getting started or concerned about your current plan, call Tom at 800-386-3700. That's 800-386-3700. Tom Meglia, financial coach and planner, to honor God by being a good steward along with reaching your financial goals. Now that's a solid financial plan. Again, call 800-386-3700. That phone number to call is 800-386-3700. Or log on to Tom's website at theeconomyofgod.com. That's theeconomyofgod.com. Or, if you'd like more information about how you can have Tom come and share knowing the economy of God with your group, your Sunday school class, or hosting a workshop at your church, call 800-386-3700. That's Tom Meglia at 800-386-3700. 800-386-3700. Call him.
Now back to Knowing the Economy of God with financial planner and coach Tom Meglia.
Okay, we're back. Let's get into the scriptures and some more economic principles. Here we go. All right. The last one we had before we went to the break was, I will give regularly and consistently, 1 Corinthians 16, 1 and 2. And by the way, I am on page 96 of my book, Knowing the Economy of God. And if you'd like to pick up the book, go to Amazon.com or you can go to the website and pick it up there. So I'm on page 96. Okay, and the book on tape will be out in June. So if you don't like to read books but listen to them, you can order it off the website too, the book on tape. All right, next. I will give regularly and consistently, 1 Corinthians 16, 1 and 2. Next, I will give sacrificially, Mark 12, 41 through 44. The front cover of our book is about the widow and the story of the widow's mite. It's found in two places. Jesus spoke about it, and it's in Luke and in Mark. You will find it in two separate places. The story of the widow's mite. She gave sacrificially. Sacrificially. She gave all she had. And that's why she's our cover girl, and she made the front cover of the book. What a great economic principle in God's economy. It really is. And you know, I'll tell you, if you haven't read the verse before, it says this, "Truly I say to you, this poor widow put in more than all the contributors to the treasury. For they all put in out of their surplus, but she out of her poverty put in all she owned, all she had to live on." That's Jesus speaking. That is incredible. Now, someone might be thinking, Tom, how could someone who put in just a couple of mites worth a penny or two, how could that be worth more than all the others who put in lots of money? In Jesus' economy, it's the percentage. It's the sacrificial gift. It's the amount that one has, the big part of what they own. You know, giving $1 million from someone who is a billionaire, that's a very tiny amount. And we've talked about that on past shows about the wealthy and how little they give of their total net worth and how they could never live long enough to spend it all. It's incredible. But here's this widow who put in all she had, more than all the other contributors to the temple treasury. And that's why she is the economy of God. She's on the front cover of the book. And she gave sacrificially. Okay, next, I will focus on giving and not receiving. That's where it is better to give than receive. Acts 20, verse 35. Now, it sounds illogical, doesn't it? How could it be better to give than receive? Because there's a joy in giving. There's a love, a fun. It's laughter. It's incredible. It brightens all of our days when we give of our time, talents, efforts, gifts, monies, everything, prayer life. It's fun. It really is. Isn't it? It to me, it's fun. I enjoy it more than anything else. And I love giving to God's great commission and to further his gospel and his kingdom. So it says, I will focus on giving, not receiving. It's better to give than receive. Acts 20, verse 35. Next, ready for this one? Okay. I will give with a loving heart. I will give with a loving heart. 1 Corinthians 13:3. And that talks about the motivations and reasons for giving. Good motives versus bad motives. You know, Proverbs 16:2 says, all a man's motives are weighed by the Lord. Okay? A man's motivations or motives are weighed by the Lord. God knows our hearts, and he weighs our motives. So he knows if our motives are good for giving or bad for giving. And he's going to bless the motivations for giving. And you'll find that verse, 1 Corinthians 13:3. Next, I will thank God for what he has given me. John 3:16. I will thank God for what he has given me. He's the great giver, not me, not us. He gave us eternal life. He gave us his only begotten Son. Whoever believes in him will have life and never die. So how can we not give back when the Lord gave to us eternal life and salvation? What a great giver God is. God is a great, great giver. The greatest giver ever of all time. So we want to thank God for what he has given us. And finally, I will give to strangers, prisoners, and the sick. Let me try that again. I will give to strangers, prisoners, and the sick. Matthew 25, verse 35 through 45. Giving to strangers, prisoners, and the sick. That's very important because people in prison, they feel like no one cares. No one is even around. Who cares about them? They're long forgotten in some jail or prison, wherever that may be. And God doesn't want us to do that. He wants us to visit them, pray for them, give to them. I know our family does, and we enjoy it. We know it lifts them up and encourages them. You know, God cares about those people. And we want to give to the strangers, and especially to the sick. The people that are ill in hospitals and convalescent homes, we absolutely must visit them. We absolutely must not avoid them. I remember a friend of mine who died not long ago. I tried as much as I could to visit him as often as I could. Actually, two friends that died of cancer. I did my very, very best to visit them as much as I could, as much as they would allow me to visit, and to visit with them and pray with them and encourage them. And one thing I'll never forget about those visits of giving, they actually outgave me. They ministered to me. I felt like I went to church when I visited them because they were blessing me, not me blessing them. They were telling me about God's grace. Tom, God's grace is enough. Trusting in God, whatever God's will is here. If I die, I'll be with him forever in heaven. I mean, they were ministering to me. I went to church when I visited my two friends when they were ill. I mean, the things I learned, the things I saw, no classroom, no book could ever teach. And these guys are with God now. They're healed. They're in heaven. So what I thought was me giving to them and visiting them in their sick beds, they actually were giving to me. And I will never, ever forget, as long as I live, those two friends and what they did for me when I thought I was giving to them, visiting them. So all of these things add up to God's economy, Anchor 3, these 12 programs on giving. And now we've learned a lot on giving. And we need to remember, don't think about what society, whatever country you're in, whatever society system you're in. Think about what the Bible says. Because the Bible was written for any person that trusted Christ as Savior and Lord in any country, any place, even those without countries. All right? So there you have it. God bless you. And in closing, the last couple of minutes, I just want to remind you that when it comes to finances and economics, we live right now in America. Okay, at least this program is being taped in Los Angeles County. And it's in America, but it's not just for Americans. It's for anyone who says that Bible's true. I'm clinging on to it. Call me a zealot, whatever you want to call me. I'm into the Word, the Bible, the Scriptures. And I'm going to do things God's way. And I'm going to try with His strength and power to apply it to normal life. To bring Him glory. Now, every week we close with a prayer of change. The reason I do that is because without God, we will not do it. Jesus said, apart from me, you can do nothing. And that's true. Apart from the Lord, we can't do a thing in our own strength or on our own power. Isn't that true? Have you ever tried to do something on your own? I have. And without God's strength and power, it isn't going to happen. So let's have the closing prayer of change. Lord, thank you for this day, this time. Thank you for making us and creating us. Lord, give us wisdom and strength to obey you in this area. Anchor 3 on giving. Give us your love and strength, Lord. We know we have that, and we ask that you help us, Lord, to apply everything that we've learned on this anchor number 3, these 12 shows, these 12 programs, and apply it to regular life, to bring you honor, Lord, and build our heavenly bank accounts, but to bring you glory, Jesus, and honor, and bring people to you. Lord, we will not do it without you. Give us the faith and strength, Lord, by your power. Amen. Thank you. Give me a call, 800-386-3700, Tom Meglia, for a financial and estate planning strategy meeting, 1-800-386-3700. And if you want to pick up the book, you're welcome to do so. Just go to the website, theeconomyofgod.com, where you can send me an email from there, sign up for the free newsletter, or whatever you need. We'll be trying to help you. God bless you. Have a great weekend. Take care.
You've been listening to Knowing the Economy of God with financial planner Tom Meglia. Tom's desire is to teach God's people how to be good stewards, coaching them in the biblical principles of investing. If you would like to contact Tom with a financial question or have Tom speak at your church or group, call 800-386-3700. That's 800-386-3700 or online at theeconomyofgod.com. Join us next week as Tom Meglia continues to share his insights to knowing the economy of God.